Here's what I saw. I saw shirts. I saw us wearing shirts. I saw Christian. That's Christian. I seen Christian. And we were wearing shirts. All right. And this is my first problem. I'm wearing this shirt. And there's two more shirts with titles on the front of it. And we'll talk about them, but I'll start out with this one. Alright? And so I saw, and these things have been, and I'm sorry, I'm going back off of last week because these three words have just been coming in my spirit, and God won't let them go. He just keeps bringing them back in my spirit. And so, and the first one, I talked about it last week, and I'm again talking about this, and I got my shirt on, and I can just see you guys, everybody out there walking in the community with your spiritual shirt on, saying pray. The first word is pray. Pray. Prayer means contact with God, communication with God. Pray. Just pray. The gospel. Everything about the gospel. What God wants to do, everything, has to do with communication. If you don't have no communication, this thing doesn't work. We don't go to heaven. If God can't communicate with us, we don't get there. If God can't communicate, we can't communicate, there's no relationship. Everything depends on prayer, communication, contact with God. It all depends on prayer. This whole thing. Salvation, grace, mercy, everything depends on communication, contact, prayer, prayer with God. If he can't communicate with us, if we can't communicate with him, we're going to hell. We lost. If he can't communicate, there's no relationship. It's all about prayer. You got to pray. You got to talk to God. All types. But that's what it's all about. And so it becomes heavy. It becomes a serious thing. Now, some of you know what I'm talking about. You've been there. You're on the phone. And you're on the phone talking to somebody. And you're on the phone talking to somebody you want to talk to. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay, sometimes bill collector call you or somebody call you trying to sell you something and you on the phone talking but you don't want to talk to them, okay? Or somebody call you, you know how it is, they call you and they just want to talk about you, like, you don't really want to talk to them. But there's sometimes, like my daughter might call or my son might call or my dad might call and a family or a friend might call. David, you might call me and I want to talk to David. So we're just talking. And we're talking back and forth. And you ever been where you're driving and you hit an area or you get in a zone where you bad reception and you can't hear? And you're just talking about and then all of a sudden you, hello?
Yeah.
Hello? And you're talking, but it's off. There's no reception. There's no communication. It's all. Unrepentance will cut you off. I can't make it without God, but if I'm in an unrepentant state, it's going to cut me off. I'm talking. He's talking. I want to talk to him. He wants to talk to me, but it's going to cut me off. Unrepentant. And so you got to be in a place, you got to watch this. You're in a place where unrepentance, you got to be careful. Unrepentance. There's times I've been, I know for me, there are times I think God is a man like me. And so let me just put it like this. Sometimes I would mess up. I got in a place one time. I was messing up. I kept messing up. Trying to be perfect. Trying to be right. Trying to be the great Christian. And I kept messing up. I kept blowing it. I couldn't get it right. I kept doing the same thing over again. And I got tired of me. I got so tired of me messing up. I just said, I ain't going. God said, you're going to repent? No. I'm tired. Because I'm going to mess up again. I said, this is my thing. I'm like, God, I'm tired of me. You must be tired of me. And what was happening, I was cutting myself off. I was listening to a lie of the devil. I'm cutting myself off. Because I know if you kept messing with me and kept doing something crazy, after a while, I said, David, it's over. And so I just figured God was a man like me. And I had to come to the realization, God ain't a man like me. God is not a man. When God commits to something, he will keep his word. God's with you. If I sin a million times today, God will forgive me a million times today. If I sin 1,000 times tomorrow, God will forgive me 1,000 times tomorrow. God ain't like a man. He don't get tired. And so I can repent every time I blow. And God knows if I'm playing a game. I can't play no game on God. He sees everything. He can hear everything. I work with special needs kids, and I'll watch them, and they want to try to run tricks on me. And they special needs, so they'll be over there, and they'll say it out loud. I'm a trick, Mr. Van. And then they'll do something. And I'm looking right at them. And, I'm like, and then they'll come over there. Hey, Mr. Van, they'll try to do a trick on me. And I said, I just seen you, and I just heard you. You can't trick me. How you gonna trick God? God can see you. God can hear you. You can't psych him out. He knows if you're playing the game. And so I had to get to a place. Okay, God, I messed up. Forgive me. Okay, God, I messed up. Forgive me. You're not like man. I know, man, you're not like me, and you're not like man. You would just get tired. Man would get tired. I would get tired, but you don't get tired. And so what that does is I repent every time. That keeps me in that area so that I don't get in that. What keeps me from getting in that bad area where you can't hear from God. Because if I don't hear from God, I'm in trouble. If God can't talk to me, there's no relationship. I want that relationship. Don't listen to the lie. Unrepentant. Unforgiving. Do y'all know what kind of movies I like? I'm going to tell you two movies I love. Just went and see one not too long ago. We went to see one. The Equalizer. Y'all know what the equal? Y'all know what I'm talking about? I love. I saw number two. I love number one and number two. Equalizer. Denzel Washington. Equalizer. I love justice. When somebody does something crazy and then Denzel go in there and beat their butt. I love it. I be like, yes. I be like, I wish I could do that. You know what I mean? And I be like, yes. John Wick. Boy, I love John Wick. John Wick one and two. Boy, you mess it. Man, they killed John Wick. Dog John Wick with the time. All right? Well, I love it. I love it. But I'm into stuff like that. I'm like, get him. Man, sorry, but if you would put me in a movie like that, boy, I'd be tearing him up. But I was like, yes. And I'd be like, I'm into it. I'd be like, Jack, look, you know, I'm serious. Like, you know, I love that. I love justice. I love to see bad guy get him. Think about God. God loves that too, but God says, vengeance is mine. I'm going to deal with people. But man, the problem is, I ain't going to option. See, Denzel got about 2 hours to get this movie done. John Wick got about 1 hour 48. He got to kill everybody, you know, in that time. And then the movie over. But man, I'm not running the movie. I might do it this week, I might do it next month, I might do it next year, I might do it in 10 years, I might not let you see it. You just gotta trust that I'm gonna do it. And there has been times when God, people have done stuff to me and done stuff to other people, and I would get so. And I'm, and God would say, man, I'll take care of it. But God, you're taking too long. Taking too long. I want to do something about this. And so and I would do something about it. I'd see them people and I would get an attitude. They didn't know it, but I had an attitude. You know? Or they wasn't paying me attention. I'd have an attitude. I'd look at them kind of crazy. I'd act dumb. I'd act stupid. I would. God knew. Or they try to ask me about something, no. Just cut, dry. No, I ain't got time for you. Don't want to mess with you. Don't even look at me. Ain't thinking about you. Ain't praying about you. Don't care nothing about you. You cut with me. God didn't get to you, but I'm going to get to you. I'm in a bad zone. I've been there.
walking with the Lord over 30 years. Not too long ago, I was right there. God said, Van, I can't hear you. Van.
Been there. I know, y'all so pretty. Y'all don't have this problem. I've been there. And everything is about prayer. Everything is about prayer. If I can't stay contacted to him, I'm in trouble. And I'm acting stupid. Because I want to be Denzel. I got to let him go. I love him, but I got to let him go. I love John Wick, but I got to let him go though. Pray. And a couple more, real quick. Pray. I saw another shirt. It didn't say pray. This is praise. Praise. I was talking about this last week. Praise. Can you imagine walking with your shirt and it says praise? The verse 6, I mean, praise in everything, give thanks. Thank him for everything. Thank him for everything. Thank him for everything. You'll hear me say this a lot of times. Life. It's just life. Do you know what life gives you? If you are here, you know what life gives you? It gives you good and bad. If you ain't figured it out, just live. Life will give you good and bad. God says in everything give thanks. In the good and the bad. You know what God has taught me? If I'm going to wear this shirt called praise, thank me in the good, thank me in the bad. Thank me in the good. Thank me when things are going good, when things are going right, man, thank me. Thank me. Keep thanking me. When you thank him in the good, you won't forget him. You know what used to happen to me? I know y'all pretty and perfect and all that stuff. But here's what I do. Things would be going so good for me. Money be flowing. Things, job working out good. Everything going right. My body's all good. Everything. And I'm like, yes, I forget God. I forget. I don't even think about it. I don't say, I'll be like, boy, I'm a good person. Boy, I'm so great. And I just start, and I forget. And when I don't praise him, I forget about him. In the good. Man, God, you bless me with all this. And I just forget to give him praise and to bless him with what I got. And I just. When it's good, praise him. Thank him. Tell him, God, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you. That keeps your mind so you won't forget him. Because you'll get to a point and you'll forget him if you don't. When you're being blessed and things are going good, thank him. Tell him. Talk to him. Say, God, I mean, just like you talk to a person. Hey, God, you know what? Thank you for what you just did. Thank you for opening the door for here, keeping me from getting sick here, thank you for dying here. Thank you. Yes. Talk to him. So you will remember. You won't forget. Life. Father, I thank you for the good, and I thank you for the bad. I thank you for the bad. I used to ask God, why I gotta thank you for doing the bad? Why I gotta thank you? God hit me one day, he said, man, you know what? Y'all, you ever seen a parent who let their child or gives their child everything? The child, they in stories. I want that mama! No, you can't have it right now. Okay, you can have it. Mama, I want to go there. No, you can't go there. You can go there. Mama, I want to be in front in line. I want to get that. No, we can't. We got to wait. No! Okay, we're going. And that child turned out to be what you call boy. You know what God told me? God said, I don't have no spoiled children. There ain't no spoiled children in heaven. My children will learn how to pray. My children will learn how to praise me when it's bad. They'll learn, in other words, they'll know how to wait. They'll know how to be patient. They won't act up like, oh, I got to have it. It's all about me. Now, my children, I don't have no spoiled children. I teach them. I will teach them before they get to heaven. Hey, you deserve praise, God, all the time, good or bad.
If it don't go right for me, if I don't get my way, if it don't turn out the way I want it, I still give you praise. Because I ain't spoiled. I ain't no rotten kid. Ain't no rotten kids in heaven. We're his children, right? Devan, you ain't gonna be rotten. In my house, my dad, Command Sergeant Major, you wasn't rotten in his house. Now, you might try to act rotten. I did come to that. I tried to pull it off. It didn't work. I couldn't do it. You're not in my house. Last one. Preach. Preach. I saw pray. I saw praise. And I saw preach. Preach. You know, you heard the term. We got to walk the walk and we got to talk the talk. It's a two-sided coin. Being witnesses for Jesus, being a Christian is a two-sided coin. You got to talk and you got to walk. There's two things that keep me. Two things that I follow about preaching, teaching, and witnessing for people. Number one, preach what you can do. Preach what you can do. Don't preach what you can't do. Case in point. All right, I'm going to come to you this morning. I'm going to come to y'all preaching. Now, before I get here, I'm going to talk to y'all about anger. Now, before I get here, here's what done happened. I done got so mad, I done beat my wife. She got a black eye. Okay. I done got so mad, I done beat my children. I done beat them to the point where DSS has them, and they with them. Okay. I got so mad at my neighbor's dog, I went over to the house, knocked on the door, went in, shot the dog. Bah! All right, y'all. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. This is not time for me to teach that lesson. I should be preaching what I can do. Apparently, I can't deal with anger right now. I'm having some issues. I don't need to be preaching about anger. I don't need to be talking about anger. The Bible teaches that you gotta, you gotta have humble words, loving words, kind words. And then I walk out here and cuss all of y'all out. Cuss the black and the white off here. You're blanket and black. In Jesus' name. No. Preach what you can do. If you ain't there yet, don't talk about it. This is stuff I don't talk about because I ain't there yet. I can't talk about grandchildren because I ain't got none. All right? You got some people stand up. Let me tell you. Get this one guy. He ain't even married. And he gonna teach on marriage. I'm like, fool, you can't teach on marriage. You don't know. You ain't been there yet. It ain't what you think it is.
Amen, David.
Preach what you can do. You're going to preach. You're going to talk about it. You better be able to walk it. Because people get upset with that. You are there talking. And you ain't walking. Preach what you can do. Let your light, second thing, let your light so shine. Let people see your light. Let people see. Make God look good. One of the things I like to, for those of you who know, I like to play golf and I like to go to Heritage because they get a lot of visitors and stuff. And I go as a single and they'll put me with people. And so I'll play with them. You know, and I just meet people from all over, just like playing. And so I'll do that. You know what I mean? And they'll say, you know, as long as you get into golf, you start playing. I'll ask you, what do you do? And I never, unless it's specific, something comes up, but I never tell them I'm a pastor. Never say that. I always say I work at the high school and I work with special needs or I coach. You know, I work, drive, teach kids I drive, but I never bring up anything. Christian standpoint.
what I do, what I set myself to do. I do my best. I set myself to do, and I don't tell people around here unless they ask, but I set myself to be an example. That the way I carry myself, the way I talk, the way I act, the way I treat people, is that they'll look at that, they'll pay attention to that. And I don't say anything else. And my whole mindset is this, so if all of a sudden they saw you, and they said, hey, do you know Van? And you say, yeah, I know Van, he's a pastor. They won't say, he's a pastor. You mean that? Because you ever been around people, you work with them, or you did something with them, or you're in some group or something with them, and they're acting all crazy and whatever, and then somebody will say, oh, did you know he's the Bible teacher, he's the pastor, and you say, what? Are you kidding me? The way he was acting and cutting the food and acting nasty and all that and saying all that stuff. You mean, don't embarrass God. Let your light so shine. When you preach, let your light, let your walk say something. You actually speak louder than let it say something when you preach. Let it say something. People ought not to say, hey! You know, when they call your name out, and you say, did you know that they're a Christian? And you say, oh, they are? Oh, that's why they talk like that. That's why they act like that. And that's why they did those things. Oh, they're a Christian. I mean, I knew something. I see it. You don't want it the other way. They're a Christian. You got to be kidding me. Pray, praise, preach. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Teach us, Father. Walk us through this thing. Help us to be a blessing to people. Father, I pray for each person here. Bless them today. Be with them in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all be blessed.